Good morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili Ilihonganji. Mo'ili Ilihonganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities after the pandemic. If you go to our internet website at www.mo'iliilihonganji.org, you'll find a map of our location and some information about the temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Morikubo family in memory of deceased family members. Our speaker this morning is Mrs. Nancy Shimamoto, former president of Mo'ili Ilihonganji Kyodai. Good morning, Mrs. Shimamoto.
Good morning, everyone. I am Nancy Shimamoto, member of Mo'ili Ilihonganji Mission. It is my pleasure to be your White Way speaker today. Laughing is the best therapy is my topic. I want to begin by asking you, when was the last time you remember laughing out really loudly? When was the last time you had fun? Hard to remember, right? This past year, 2020, has been a year like no other we have ever experienced. It has changed our lives in so many ways that we may have forgotten how to laugh and how to have fun. By now, wearing face masks, sanitizing our hands, and social distancing have become routine expectations for most of us. The hardest part for me has been isolating at home and not being able to get together with others socially. This mandate really cramps my style. Nearly all of my social activities have been put on hold for much too long. I miss the long lunches with girlfriends where we used to talk story and laugh with each other over every little funny thing. I miss welcoming, laughing, and chatting with temple members like you at Sunday service. I always looked forward to the fellowship and refreshments in the annex following service where we got to know each other better. The atmosphere was always pleasant and filled with lots of chatter and laughter. These were fun times. In my efforts to stay connected with family and friends during this pandemic, I decided to initiate two activities through technology while staying isolated at home. First, my three sisters and I group text every day. Two sisters live in Kona and two of us are here in Honolulu, so any one of us can start the texting. It could be about the smallest news to about bigger issues. We cover everything from personal joys or disappointments to health problems to current events and about people in our lives. Plus more. Photos, images, and emojis are often included. We respond by comforting one another, as well as advising and laughing at funny happenings. Texting has been a great way of sharing and being connected as a family. Everyone stays in the loop. Second, I began forwarding emails that I've collected over the years to friends and relatives near and far with a short note. Every Saturday or Sunday, I select two or three inspirational or entertaining videos and funny jokes, stories, cartoons, or photos that bring smiles, chuckles, and laughter. I receive many positive and appreciative responses. Staying connected with friends is very important to me at this stage in my life. I want my friends to know that I am thinking of them, even if we can't get together. And maybe selfishly, I want them to know that I'm still kicking and staying alive. Here is an example of one of my shared forwards having to do with being isolated. Be careful because people are going crazy from being in lockdown. Actually, I've just been talking about this with the microwave and toaster while drinking coffee, and all of us agreed that things are getting bad. I didn't mention anything to the washing machine as she puts a different spin on everything. Certainly not to the refrigerator as he is acting cold and distant. The iron calmed me down as she said everything pressing will get ironed out. The vacuum cleaner was very unsympathetic, told me to just suck it up. But the fan was more optimistic and hoped it would all soon blow over. The toilet looked a bit flushed when I asked its opinion. What he said is unmentionable in this talk. The doorknob told me to get a grip, while the front door said I was unhinged. Yes, the drapes told me, yes, you guessed it, to pull myself together. I hope you laughed at the play on words. There is nothing in the world so irresistibly contagious as laughter and good humor, quoted Charles Dickens. An article I read states that as children, we used to laugh hundreds of times a day, but as adults, life tends to be more serious and laughter more infrequent. Children love to laugh, and they laugh at nothing and everything. I think we can all agree that a child's laugh could simply be one of the most delightful sounds in the world. As a teacher, I enjoyed the sound of laughter in the classroom. I believe that real learning takes place when students are happy and feel good about themselves and with each other. Laughing stimulates the brain and creates a positive learning environment. These are a few hilarious gems about how children are thinking. A grandfather shared that his grandson asked him how old he was. He teasingly replied, "I'm not sure." His grandson looked at him seriously and advised, "Look in your underwear, Grandpa." "My underwear tag says I'm 4 to 6. This is a conversation overheard during the pandemic. A sister was complaining to her younger brother, "That teacher doesn't know anything about math, history, or English, and I'm sure I smell sake on her breath, cheap sake." Her little brother replied, "Stop it, Akemi. Mom is trying her best." If you laughed at those, thank you. Take time to pay attention to children and try to emulate them. They are experts on playing, having fun, taking life lightly, and laughing at ordinary things. Rediscover your inner child. Laughter is the best medicine used to be my favorite feature in the Reader's Digest. I thought the title was catchy, but there was a lot of truth to that. Laughing draws people together in ways that trigger healthy physical and emotional changes in the body. Studies show that laughing relaxes the whole body, strengthens our immune system, and triggers the release of endorphins, which are natural feel-good chemicals. It relieves pain and protects us from damaging effects of stress. It definitely improves our mood, lightens our burdens, and inspires hope. Laughing connects us to others and keeps us grounded, focused, and alert. It also releases anger and helps us to forgive others. And best of all, it adds joy and zest to living. I often wondered if Buddha had a sense of humor. Did he laugh, perhaps gently? I'd like to think so. It is my opinion that the way Buddhism is shared has evolved over the years in Hawaii. In the past, ministers were viewed as very serious, stern, almost unapproachable, and taught strictly by the book. Most of our ministers today are friendly, open, smile more readily, and enjoy a good laugh. The best messages are relevant, sometimes personal, and often engaging and humorous. I've learned that it's okay to laugh in temple when appropriate. An aha moment occurred when one of our ministers talked about gas, spelled G-A-S. The short three-letter word immediately make children laugh and giggle, their imaginations running wild. Adults tend to react differently, but I laughed. The minister was talking about the three poisons that cause human suffering. I will forever remember the three poisons because it is a very helpful acronym. G for greed, A for anger, and S for stupidity. Gas, something we need to expel and get rid of to lead a better life as a Buddhist. Yes, gas is bad for our system. I hope you are smiling. This is a true story. When Bishop Eric Matsumoto was our resident minister at Mo'ili'ili Honganji, he gave weekly Dharma talks to the preschoolers in the main temple. One day, when I was visiting the preschool, I saw Reverend Eric coming down the steps. Then I heard one of the little preschoolers telling his classmates, "Look! Look! Buddha coming! Buddha coming!" That was so cute and funny. I remember telling Reverend Eric he had been elevated to the supremely enlightened one by his little disciples. Dr. Kenneth Tanaka devotes a whole chapter in his latest book, Jewels, on Buddhist humor as a way to learn and share Buddhism. His approach is very lighthearted and full of humor. I'd like to share a story he entitles Praying. Three buddies went fishing in a small boat in a large lake 20 miles wide. Suddenly, the boat capsizes in the middle of the lake. The men manage to hang on to the boat, but are unable to swim to the distant shore. One guy says, "I guess we got no choice but to pray to God. You go first," he tells one of his buddies. His buddy tells him, "I'm an atheist, and I don't believe in God." They turn to the third guy, who replies, "I'm a Buddhist, and we have a Buddha who is a spiritual leader, but not God." Frustrated, the first guy says, "Okay then, I guess I'll do it. I don't go to church, but I live next door to one, and I hear them praying all the time. I think I can remember the prayer." Oh, 69. B8. I-31. G-40. Did you get that? Bingo games are popular activities at many churches, including the Buddhist temples. Dr. Tanaka explains that what is hilarious in this story is that this guy mistook the calling out of the bingo letters and numbers for a prayer. In closing, be sure to integrate laughter, humor, and play into your daily life. Laughter is free, fun, and easy to use. You will view the world from a more relaxed, positive, and joyful perspective. Amida Buddha's wisdom and compassion are always embracing us as we seek joy in laughter through good and difficult times. Thank you for listening and laughing along with me this morning. I hope it has been therapeutic for you as it has been for me. Namu Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Mrs. Shimamoto, for your Dharma message. Tomorrow is Sunday, February 7th. The speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom remembrance service will be Reverend Umitani of Moili'ili Honganji. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we'd like to thank our sponsor, the Morikubo family, and our speaker, Mrs. Nancy Shimamoto. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Thomas Okano, former Bishop of Honpa Hawaii Honganji. Namo Amida Butsu.